Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Allison St. Germain, and she is a professor at Iowa State University. Good morning to you, Allison.
Good morning.
Allison, you're going to be visiting Atlantic next Thursday, May 18th, 9 o'clock at the Cass County Community Center. So I want to know what you're going to be talking to us about.
Yes, I'm very excited. Actually, we're going to be going across Iowa. It's called The Adventure Comes to You, so that way we can bring interesting topics and research to people rather than them coming to us. But my main interest, and actually what my presentation will be on, is the non-dieting approach and a weight-neutral approach to health.
A non-dieting approach. Is that what I heard you say?
Yes, non-dieting.
Okay, yes. That ought to pique our interest.
Yes, and weight neutral, okay. Which is something that, because weight gets brought into it so much about weight loss and health, that with the focus on weight loss, it may work for a while for the weight loss, but it's not long-term. It usually then goes in the other direction. And just losing weight and just focusing on weight doesn't necessarily mean you're healthy either. So I wanted to tell you the title of my presentation.
Yes, it's kind of an interesting one.
It is.
Yes.
Health isn't always in the BMI of the beholder. And BMI is spelled BM and then quotes EYE.
Okay.
Learn to eat in a way that satisfies your well-being and your taste buds. Because it's very important to enjoy food. And I think that gets lost on a lot of people with diets, and they think that food is the enemy. And I just want to show people that it's very important to enjoy your food and to savor it and to taste it. And it's possible to satisfy your taste buds and then also to satisfy what your body needs and to fuel your body.
Okay.
At the same time.
Kind of an overall look at food and what it does for us. Allison, how did you get interested in doing this topic? Why is this a concern of yours?
Well, I actually have always been interested in food and health and nutrition, but I didn't always have this mindset. And as I was going through the dietetics program, I had an influential instructor that actually took us through a journey of our own relationship with food, and was teaching us that you don't have to eat perfectly in order to be healthy. And so then I got into reading different material, especially on intuitive eating, which is, I'll be discussing that at the workshop as well. And intuitive eating basically is developing a healthy relationship with food, and it's a way of eating that leads to body positivity and long-term health and well-being. And there's actually a lot of evidence to support this as well. But what really piqued my interest was when I became a mom.
Uh-huh.
And I am a mom of two teenagers at the moment. One is almost 19 and the other one is 16. But when I had my first baby, I didn't want her to grow up dieting and not loving her body as it was. And so I had a very strong interest in making sure that my children's environment wasn't such that, because our culture is so diet focused and body bashing and, you know, trying to tell us that there's something wrong with every part of our body, including our hair and our eyebrows and everything. And so basically I'm on a mission to change the culture, what people think about health and dieting and weight loss.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm thinking about the age of your children. You've been through, I'm thinking, a number of ups and downs, interesting experiences with your children, and they've had a lot of influences on them outside of you. You know, what kind of clue us into some of those kinds of things? It probably happens in most every family.
Yes. I think what really comes to mind is when my oldest turned 16, and she was, when they get their license and their friends get their license and they get to go off and make their own choices with food, There was a certain point where I was starting to get a little bit worried, and this was the mom part of me. This mm-hmm. was not the dietitian part. This was the mom that was, she was going to all these fast food restaurants, you know, several times a week, and she had not been brought up that way. But my concern was, okay, I know short term this isn't going to be a big deal, but it still was really bothering me. But then I didn't want to bring it up either because I didn't want to start a problem that really wasn't there. And just when I really was starting to get worried about it, she decided on her own that she, you know, she'll eat fast food every once in a while, but it's not an everyday thing. Mm-hmm. It may not even be an every week thing. And she just realized that she didn't like that food as much as she likes other food and didn't feel as good in her body. And so I just was so happy that I never inserted a problem that wasn't there. I let her just figure it out on her own.
All those years of experience paid off, Allison.
And that's what I had been told by some colleagues of mine. They said, she's been brought up to eat as an intuitive eater. You just need to let her work through this. And I'm so glad I did.
Mm-hmm. You bet. So we're visiting with Allison St. Germain, and she's a professor at Iowa State University and going to be seeing us next Thursday, May 18th. I want to know a little more about you. Now we found out you have two children. Did you get your degrees at Iowa State, or did you go elsewhere?
I did. I'm from Minnesota. I was born in Minnesota, lived there for 21 years, and then I got married and moved to the Ames area, and I decided to go back to school. I actually had gone to a business school for 2 years, and my long-term goal was to become a paralegal and then go to law school. Well, I switched directions and went to Iowa State for my undergrad in dietetics and then worked at WIC for a year in Ames and then mm-hmm. went back to get my graduate degree.
So here you are.
Well.
Yes. And we should mention, Allison, that there will be another presentation also. Do you have any information about that?
Yes. That will be with Dr. Shalinsky, and he is speaking about epigenetics. And I have not heard this presentation either, but it looks at what your grandparents and your parents ate and their environment and how that can affect your children's DNA.
Okay, so that should be really interesting, and both about food and nutrition, but from very different aspects, I think. So that should be really interesting. And I remember, Allison, a couple of years ago, the similar program was here, and they were just the most interesting topics. So I'm really looking forward to hearing this and seeing this again on these different topics. So, Allison, we probably need to mention that the program would like to have people register just so there's enough space, handouts, and so on. And it's a really simple email address if you'd like to register today or as soon as possible. It's just ads@iastate.edu. ads@iastate.edu. That will get you to register, and you just have to let them know. Just send them a message and let them know. But if you don't get that done, if you say, oh, I don't know, come anyhow, because there'll be a space, I think, there for you. And that's at the Cass County Community Center on the Cass County Fairgrounds on Thursday, May 18th at 9 o'clock, from 9 till noon. So kind of plan to spend your morning. Now, you are going around the state, as you mentioned. There's a number of other locations where you're doing this program. Are the two of you doing all of these, or are there some other folks involved?
No, it is just us. We're headed to Waterloo on Tuesday, then Lamar's Wednesday, then Atlantic, of course, on Thursday, and then Friday we'll be in Iowa City.
Okay. So have you been to Southwest Iowa before?
I have.
Okay. So this won't be a new experience for you. Some folks.
I haven't been there very often, though. So uh-huh. It'll be fun.
Well, you know, Allison, all over Iowa, it's beautiful right now. And there's a few rolling hills on your way to Atlantic. It is just gorgeous with everything green and growing. And so we're hoping you'll have a really great trip here to Atlantic.
Yes, thank you.
And I know, I'm sure, Allison, when you're here, that you'll also be giving us some other sources of information if we want to follow up. I'm sure you'll be giving us those kinds of things too.
Oh, yes, I will have. We have a handout, and I have resources on the handout, plus I'll be bringing books that could be of interest of somebody to get more information too.
Okay, so we've been visiting with Allison St. Germain, professor at Iowa State University, here in Atlantic at the Cass County Community Center next Thursday, May 18th, 9 to noon. And if you can, pre-register ads@iastate.edu. Thank you so much, Allison, for visiting with us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, here's the thought. Genius is the ability to put into effect what is in your mind.